Your offensive line looks like a triage unit after last game. How are you guys doing on the line? Do you expect to have any of those guys back for the New England game?
You know, we're optimistic about the return of those guys, but we've yet to practice this week. We just had a walkthrough. They were participants in that, but, you know, we'll know later in the week as we go through our work the level of availability.
How much of your defensive preparation this week focuses on Rob Gronkowski and the elements that he brings to the Patriots offense?
You know, he's a special player. He does a lot of things for them. The vertical stuff down the field, obviously his red zone talents are what they are. You know, he's a big component of the passing game. You know, he hadn't been back for a couple of weeks. I think he's been targeted 23 times. So, obviously, we need to allocate some work to trying to minimize his role in the game.
Coach, what did you see from Aaron Dobson last week that might indicate he's getting on the same page up here and you know, kind of evolving into the guy that they had hoped he might be?
You know, when he's made a lot of plays for him over the course of the season, not only last week. You know, he appears to be an exciting young prospect. I know he's made plays down the grass for him, and it appears to be somebody that should be excited about.
Coach, just looking back at your last game against the Raiders, you know, we sort of had this ask Belichick the same thing, but what do you look at as the one thing, I guess, that why you guys weren't able to pull it out? I mean, did it come down to one play with the run, or what was it?
Just not enough positive things over a 60-minute, you know, football game. I think it's easy to point to one play potentially being a difference in the game, but the reality is that there were plenty of opportunities to win that game in all three phases. And usually that's what happens when you come up short. You can't give up long runs. Obviously you can't start slow offensively. You can't get punts blocked. You can't miss field goals. There's a myriad of things that you could point to that could change the outcome of that football game. And that's just truth.
Coach, tell me a little bit about what you see from Devin McCourty and his overall evolution as a defensive back, moving him from corner to safety.
Boy, he's a very aware player. He's got a lot of range. That play last week on the sideline, that tells you everything you need to know about him. I mean, he's a smart and selfless player to tip that ball back in bounds to that other DB is impressive.
Coach, what's it like for you to coach a guy like Troy Polamalu? And with his instinctiveness, how much of what he does on the field is really him freelancing or doing things based on his own judgment as opposed to what's called by the defense?
You know, coaching guys like Troy, it's a pleasure and a challenge. And I think that's what we all are excited about in our business, is to have an opportunity to work with somebody that maybe sees the game a little differently than others, and it's exemplified in their play. He's a guy that's got a great deal of passion for the game, and he's fun to be around every day.
Do you guys feel like you maybe missed the presence of James Harrison, both with the pass rush this year and in the locker room?
You know, really hadn't thought about it, to be honest with you. You know, people come and go in the NFL. That's the nature of it. We've lost a lot of significant players over the years.
Despite the evolving roster changes through the years, you guys have consistently had a positive turnover differential, and obviously it hasn't been the case this year. And how much has that played into your predicament you're in right now?
I oftentimes think that the turnover ratio is a good indication of record, and it is in our case. We got to do a better job there.
Obviously, sometimes you just can't produce. I think you had no takeaways in your first four games, and you're up to five now. And some of that's just on how the offense plays. But what's been the reason for the dearth from your end?
You know, I think it's a lot of things. You know, obviously, game circumstance has a lot to do with opportunities given, and sometimes, you know, we're just not making those plays. We definitely need more of them.
Well, Coach, when you look at the Patriots' defense and the key guys have lost there with Wilfork, Mayo, and they've been missing Mr. Tlaib for a bit, how have they been able to adjust to be able to get the job done, for example, as they did last week?
You know, I think they got a lot of good players that are playing for them right now. You know, Brandon Spikes and Hightower and Chandler Jones, I mean, those are highly regarded young guys that just came out in recent drafts and and they're showing their worth. You couple that with the additions of the young, versatile guy Collins from Southern Miss, I think they got a lot of good players playing right now. I think to talk about the guys that they're missing is probably an injustice to the quality of young players that they're playing with right now.
Thanks. Tom Brady's numbers are down across the board this year, completion percentage, touchdowns. How would you rate his play? Do you still think he's doing a good job given all the turnover they've had on offense?
I'm sure he measures himself by record, and you know, I agree with him. You know, the big thing is that in the midst of all the things that maybe are going on, they're finding ways to win, and that's what's most important. And, you know, I'm sure it starts with him.